Hello, and welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Janelle Hodges, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word to you. My husband Chris and I have been members at Mountain Brook Baptist Church for the last couple of years. You might see us on Sunday morning serving in the nursery or with our kids in the contemporary service. We hope to see you on any Sunday morning. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Wednesday, December 25th. Merry Christmas. I am reading Luke 2, verses 1 through 21 from the NIV version. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about the child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them on her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Thank you for joining me for the reading of the Lord's Word. Today's devotional is titled, "The Gift of Light in the Darkness." In Luke 2, verses 1 through 21, we witness the humble yet profound birth of Jesus. This passage encapsulates the pivotal moment in the overarching story of the Bible. It is here that God's promise of a Savior, long foretold by prophets, is fulfilled. Jesus, born in a manger, is the light piercing through the darkness of our world. The context of this passage is crucial. Israel, under Roman occupation, was in a state of political and spiritual turmoil, longing for deliverance. The angel's announcements to the shepherds, common humble men, signifies that this light is for all people, regardless of stature and circumstance. This humble beginning in Bethlehem sets the stage for a kingdom, not of power and might, but of grace and truth. What does this passage tell us about our God? First, it reveals his faithfulness. God's promises are true and reliable, as seen in the fulfillment of the prophecies through Jesus' birth. It also shows his love and humility. God chose to enter our world not as a conquering king, but as a vulnerable baby, born to ordinary parents in modest surroundings. The birth of Jesus sheds light on our human condition. We live in a world marked by darkness, sin, suffering, and despair. Just as shepherds watched over their flocks in the night, we too often find ourselves in times of darkness, searching for hope. Jesus's birth reminds us that God's not abandoned us in our darkness. Instead, he sent his son to be the light that overcomes it. Our need for Jesus is profound. He is the light that guides us, the hope that sustains us, and the Savior who redeems us. In him, we find the answer to our deepest longings and the solution to our greatest problems. The angels proclaim, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men," in Luke 2, verse 14. This peace and goodwill are made possible through Jesus, the light of the world. As we reflect on this passage during Advent, let us remember that the light of Christ is not confined to the past. It continues to shine brightly in our lives today. In moments of darkness, we can look to Jesus and find hope and peace and joy. His light dispels the darkness, offering us a path forward. May we, like the shepherds, respond with wonder and praise, sharing this gift of light and good news with others. Please join me as we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending the gift of your Son, Jesus, the light of the world, into our darkness. As we reflect on his birth, may his light illuminate our hearts and guide our path. Help us embrace the hope, peace, and joy that Jesus brings. Empower us to share this light with others, proclaiming the good news of your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas! Thanks for joining us.